Let's come back to that and a bit more, because there's a story of breaking and brewing in the world of cricket, which we are very much looking forward to finding out more about. Stefan Schemmel is the BBC cricket journalist who's been all over this story, that the ECB and the England players have been meeting to organise travel for their partners, wives, families to Australia for the Ashes. Otherwise, potential, some players won't travel. I find this fascinating. Stefan's been good enough to join us. Stefan, good morning. Well, good evening.
Good morning to you guys. It's good evening, a very rainy evening. Just, I'm about half an hour south of Manchester, and I can tell you it's absolutely smashing it down on this Tuesday evening.
Well, as long as you're inside and you're safe, then that's good for us while we have a chat to you about what I think is a fascinating situation unfolding. I saw your tweet, or BBC's tweet yesterday about this and your story, that there's a likelihood of some of the English players not coming for the Ashes because their families may not be able to travel. What's the latest?
Yeah, my understanding that England will meet with the ECB and the Professional Cricketers Association tomorrow. So that's Wednesday here in the UK, tomorrow. England are meeting up to train ahead of their five test matches against India. And the players will be looking for some assurances over what the plans will be about where the families or not can travel to Australia for this winter's Ashes series. Now, the context of this is that England, in the COVID era, have played more than anyone else. They've spent more time in bubbles as we've come than anyone else. And over the winter, England are due to leave for the World T20. They'll do their preparation in Bangladesh and Pakistan before that competition, around about the 19th of September. And anyone who goes on to play in the Ashes will probably be away from home for the best part of 4 months, with that series concluding in the middle of January. All the way through this, the ECB have been so hot on player welfare. They've been very supportive of the players. You might have been aware of, particularly during the English winter when England were touring India and Sri Lanka, there was a lot of kerfuffle, really, in the media about players being rested, missing test matches, and all that sort of thing. But that was because the ECB were so mindful of managing workloads and managing players' well-being in the COVID era. Now, things have relaxed slightly here in the UK. The restrictions aren't quite the same as they were on the players during the home summer. But we do know that there is the possibility that with the way restrictions are in place in Australia, that families might not be able to travel out there for that Ashes series. And some players just aren't comfortable with not seeing their families for 4 months, because a lot of players in the England team do have young families, and that is their concern at the moment.
Do you know if there are some players more vocal than others on this?
I think the senior players naturally will be more concerned. Those players that have got children will be more concerned than some of the young lads maybe who'd be looking at their first Ashes tour and thinking, you know what, I don't mind who I see for the next 4 months as long as I get to spend it in Australia playing cricket. So I think we can come to a bit of a natural conclusion about which players are going to be more worried about being away from home for all that amount of time. I think the players will think that they've got a certain amount of sway in this as well, that they will really want their voices to be heard. And everything that I've been hearing, sometimes you think that the general public would say, oh, prima donna, international sportsman, I'd love the chance to go to Australia and play cricket for that amount of time to represent my country, especially after what everyone's been through over the past 18 months. But when this story broke yesterday, a lot of the response that I was getting on things like Twitter, and I know that Twitter's not exactly the be-all and end-all when it comes to gauging public opinion, but no. A lot of people were supportive of the England players. They were saying, you know what, this is fair enough. If someone wants to see their family, if someone wants to be able to see their family, well, if they don't go and play a few games of cricket, well, that's fair enough.
So it could we be in a situation, Stephen, where, say, if the families can't come for the trip, that maybe players will come for two test matches and go back, and then another two will come in? Or do you see players potentially just blanket banning the tour? What's your gut feel at this point in time as to how it might play out? Because I think it's fair to say that clearly Australia have got some fairly tough restrictions when it comes to these sorts of things.
It's difficult, isn't it? The idea of someone taking part in part of the series, like you say, maybe two test matches and leaving, or particularly someone arriving and doing a quarantine period and then getting up to speed. Because if you were, for example, going to play in the third test match, you'd probably have to arrive during the first test to do a two-week quarantine. And then, what sort of practice would you get before you got out onto the field? when England were resting and rotating players in India last winter, I think they only had to do a five-day quarantine period when they arrived in India. But we still had the ridiculous situation of some England players sitting in hotel rooms doing quarantine periods while some of their teammates were out on their pitch, out on the pitch playing test matches. So I'm not sure how practical that would be. Maybe it would happen. I don't think we've got that far down the road yet, because the confusion and the chaos about this at the moment is that Cricket Australia and the Australian government, my understanding is, can't provide concrete guidance to the England team because of the way the situation is evolving in Australia. That update itself isn't due until early next month. And some of these players are due on the plane in 7 or 8 weeks' time.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And I think that, you know, clearly the Sydney situation or the New South Wales situation is complicating a lot of this. And they obviously have such a central part to play in the Ashes with the SCG. And I just wonder that the whole template around the way that the Indian families were allowed to be with the Indian players last summer should give, you would imagine, the English team some level of confidence. But it's this whole thing around the quarantine, in and out, which might be a bit of an issue.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you? I think that the what slightly complicated matters at the moment, and I think there were problems with this during the India series, is that the five test matches are due to be played in five different states, and each of those states has their own regulations.
Yes.
So how are they going to work that out? And I guess it's also what's the response of the Australian public as well? You've got, you know, so many thousands of miles away, some English cricketers saying they're not going to come there if their families aren't allowed. Well, as we know, Australia's had some of the strictest COVID controls in the world over the past 18 months, and that's left many Australians stuck overseas and able to see their families. So how does that sit as well? It's a bit of an impossible situation at the moment.
Yeah, I can tell you, we are jaded. We've had a gutful of all the restrictions that have been imposed. We've lifted a couple of those today, Stefan, around town here in Melbourne, but it doesn't change too much. So is there a timeline? You mentioned that talks will be ongoing, but is there a timeline where this, from the English perspective, has to be sorted by?
You would think that it's got to be soon, because like we said, some of these players are due on the plane around about the 19th of September to go off to Bangladesh to begin the preparation for the T20 World Cup. And between now and then, England are playing five test matches against India, a really high-profile series. I'd say probably the second most important test series that gets played in England after a home Ashes series. The great shame about that is that the build-up to this series is now probably going to be dominated by this conversation. And it will hang over those five test matches until it gets resolved. You know, some people are asking, is there now the possibility of this series, the Ashes series, that is, being postponed, being cancelled? Who knows? It seems pretty unthinkable at the moment that something as big as the Ashes could be shifted around or even cancelled completely. But what is the credibility of that series if some of England's best players do not come, leaving them with a shadow team or a half a team? I mean, England get smashed in the Ashes anyway with their best team down in Australia. That is what we've seen. I think in three of the last four series in Australia, England have lost 14 out of the 15 test matches, taking away the 10-11 series that they won that no one really talks about anymore. So England regularly get smashed all around Australia. Imagine if that was with a shadow team. Already we know that there's going to be, without the energy and the life and the atmosphere that the Barmy Army and all the England fans bring, that's not going to be there. We're not sure what the restrictions on the travelling media is going to be and how they're going to be able to retell the story back to all the England cricket fans in the UK. Is an Ashes series that is a shadow of itself, is that the right thing? You know, would broadcasters want to be broadcasting that? Who knows? It's a really interesting thing. And it's been said to me at the moment, the series is in danger. Someone said that to me today. This series is in danger. How much danger it's in at the moment isn't quite so certain.
Yeah, well, it's a very, very delicate situation. For all and sundry, I reckon, from our perspective, but also obviously the English cricketers as well. So we'll wait and see. We'll probably take that series win, though, even if you do send a second string team out here, Stefan. We're a bit like that these days. We'll take that.
Imagine if the second team rocked up and won, though.
It's just
Pakistan when
That'd be a disaster. We don't want that. We need your best team. Let's sort it out and make it happen. And we appreciate your time. I look forward to following the story with you on the BBC Cricket.
Thanks very much for having me, guys.
Good man.
Enjoy the day out there in Melbourne.
We will too. Stephen Schimmelt, the BBC Cricket journalist, with the latest on that story.